question today comes from Matthew 16. In verse 27, it says, the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then in verse 28, he says that there will be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, to take this literally means that some who heard Jesus say this are still alive today. I don't believe that's what Jesus was implying by the statement, so I was hoping you could help me understand it a little bit.
Yes, I will. I'll do my best. If you go to Mark chapter 9, it's the same story. Mm-hmm. I like Mark's version a little better because it gets right to the point. In Mark 9, verse 1, Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God present with power." Now, the way that's translated from the Greek, I understand, he's saying you are going to see a presentation of the kingdom coming. Now, after that statement is the example of what he's talking about. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. He led them up on this high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining, exceeding white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. Now, follow this. Jesus was glorified. Moses was there, who represents those who died and are resurrected. Elijah was there, representing those who are translated without seeing death. God the Father comes in a cloud and says, "This is my beloved Son." What they had was a miniature microcosm, a picture of the second coming. Jesus said, "I am going to give you a snapshot before you die of my kingdom coming." And that's what happened on that mountain right after he made that statement. That experience, it's called the Mount of Transfiguration experience, was the fulfillment of that.
Okay.
Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. They were both there to endorse Christ in his ministry, meaning the Word of God was supporting his ministry.
Okay,
it's a wonderful story. I could launch right into a sermon now. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible.
All right.
I'll see if I could resist the temptation.
Okay, well, thank you very much.